as a Marine Corps veteran, 5 combat tours, as an oil field worker, and as a dad. Today is a win for our country. They're scared, y'all. They're scared. If it ain't obvious now, y'all blind. USA, baby. USA.
Well, we hope that you were able to catch yesterday's podcast news on the shooting of President Trump and others. We are going to get into more details on the shooter, the decoys. That's right, decoys, because I believe that's what it was. The company who owns the building that the shooter was on.
Mm-hmm.
The Secret Service leader, her background and ties to some deep state players like Cheney's. Oh, yeah, and so much more. Stand by. Here we go.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
And so that's an ad that was put out by President Trump's team, and very well done. Many of you have felt it over the weekend, anger, sadness, despair, pain, suffering. We have had to endure not just this moment in time. We've had to endure the constant attack on all of us to stand for, I believe, biblical values. The evil one was exposed in his plans several years ago. 2015, to be exact, is when they knew something just might happen. Somebody from the outside entered the scene, and they're causing all types of chaos for them. And we've had to live in this battle and this war for many, many years. Those that were sitting in the back were up front, and we've had to endure quite a bit. Wanted to let you know that Trump never stops fighting for America. We have shirts that are available at shop.mweknow.com. We're praying for Trump and all of the individuals and families affected. 20% of proceeds will go to the families of the injured during the assassination attempt. And what's interesting is as we were gathering this information, we noticed Professor Patriot shared a GoFundMe site, support for Butler PA victims President Trump authorized. Last time I checked, they're already at $3.5 million plus in donations that they've reached. Dana White, UFC, and Kid Rock pitched in $50,000 each. Incredible. So every shirt that you purchase from andweknow.com, shop.andweknow.com, Fight for America shirt, we're giving money to those affected on that GoFundMe page and more. Now, one of those that we were able to find information on, Daily Mail put out, Trump rally attendee killed in shooting identified as Corey Comparatore. Corey, the retired fire chief of Buffalo Township, was sitting behind the former president shot and killed by gunman 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks. Now, the members of the audience tried to save the father's life in the bleachers in Butler after they opened fire at the rooftop. Family members paid tribute comparator who was well known in the community. His sister wrote on Facebook, "The Pennsylvania Trump rally claimed the life of my brother, Corey. The hatred for one man took the life of the one man we loved the most. He was a hero." And check this out. "He shielded his daughters." That's how it's done. During the rally, if you're looking up, you might have noticed a flag that got tangled up at the Butler, Pennsylvania Trump rally, resembling an angel before Trump arrived. Folks capture things like this. Doesn't mean it was literally an angel. Just you see things like this, and it just it warms your heart and makes you wonder if there is any type of signs out there for us. We saw the freeways in California filled with Americans, patriots holding and waving their flags as the vehicles drive by and honk. California, out of all places, will be there soon as we prepare to get ready for our cruise. President Trump put out, "Thank you to everyone for your thoughts and prayers, as it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. We will fear not, but instead remain resilient in our faith and defiant in the face of wickedness. Our love goes out to the other victims and their families. We pray for the recovery of those who were wounded and hold in our hearts the memory of the citizen who was so horribly killed. In this moment, it is more important than ever that we stand united and show our true character as Americans, remaining strong and determined, and not allowing evil to win. I truly love our country and love you all, and look forward to speaking to our guest nation this week." Our great nation, excuse me, this week from Wisconsin. That's right, he's going to the RNC convention. I'll show you that in a moment. I know we played this in the beginning, but I want to play it one more time.
"As a Marine Corps veteran, 5 combat tours, as an oil field worker, and as a dad, today is a win for our country. They're scared, y'all. They're scared. If it ain't obvious now, y'all blind. USA, baby. USA. President Trump, we salute you."
President Trump, we salute you. Phenomenal. As all this played out, somebody put this out there, a picture of President Trump playing golf 16 hours after getting nearly assassinated. He said, "I'm a cart boy at Trump Bedminster," where Trump played today. "He was in high spirits, which was great. Took time to chat with a lot of the staff, allowed us to follow him for a bit. There was a decently big group with him. Anyway, I was able to watch him putt on the 9th green. He had about a 20-footer. With probably 2 feet of break." That's a big break. "Sure enough, he drains it and goes," and he says just like this, quote, "difference between me and the shooter is that I don't miss." And then he put "legend" with the American flag for those listening in. Again, a reminder, as we go through all this, it's data that's collected by many who put this together. Melania Trump put out a letter for all to hear. She said, "I'm thinking of you now, my fellow Americans. We have always been a unique union. America, the fabric of our gentle nation, is tattered, but our courage and common sense must ascend and bring us back together as one. When I watched the violent bullet strike my husband Donald, I realized my life and Barron's life were on the brink of devastating change. I'm grateful to the brave Secret Service agents and law enforcement officials who risked their own lives to protect my husband. To the families of the innocent victims who are now suffering from this heinous act, I humbly offer my sincere sympathy. A monster who recognized my husband as an inhuman political machine attempted to wring out Donald's passion, his laughter, ingenuity, love of music, and inspiration. The core facets of my husband's life, his human side, were buried below the political machine. Donald, the generous and caring man who I've been with through the best of times and the worst of times. I'm going to go to the end of this letter. She says, I'm thinking of you, my fellow Americans. The winds of change have arrived. It's the title we put on the thumbnail for this video, folks. For those of you who cry in support, I thank you. I commend those of you who have reached out beyond the political divide. Thank you for remembering that every single politician is a man or woman with a loving family. Now, Grasshopper went out there and found that this was posted by Melania, social media, Truth Social, at specific times that really seemed to add up for many of us in a wonderful way. Interesting timestamp is 10:21:43. 10:21 with 43 seconds. My fellow Americans was mentioned two times and dropped 21:43. That's 21:43 that's on that timestamp. Trump mentions the storm two times. Melania ends with the winds of change have arrived as drop 12:01, which is a mirror of this timestamp. The Trump card is coming. The storms in the Atlantic, heed the warnings. We are with you. All of this communication coming out and more to let us know how this is playing out. Another thing that was interesting that News Trees and Channel 17, Dave, put out is there's a narrative that the shooter's parents were therapists. Yeah, that's been going out. The shooter they keep talking about. Do you see how everything that Q put into the drops is being introduced to the public at large? Because we were told on the intel drops, law enforcement should interview the therapists. Each shooter has one, coincidentally. Huh. FBI doesn't know this? I think they do. If you look at the map, many of those were probably waiting for maybe some type of picture if you haven't seen one. They're claiming that the shooter was on this building. Of course, we saw him. We saw that he was shot. Thomas Matthew Crooks is on the roof, 150 yards from the stage. One male bystander is killed and two men are seriously injured. Crooks is shot dead by a secret sniper. Well, a Secret Service sniper. This here.
New information for you. A senior Secret Service source familiar with the planning of yesterday's event tells NBC News that the roof where the shooter was located was a well-known, high-priority vulnerability. It was identified just the day before during a security walkthrough. We've also just learned that there were two counter-sniper teams on site and that the counter-sniper did not need approval to shoot, one source telling NBC News that prior protocols were not followed. The FBI now says the alleged shooter, 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks, appears to have acted alone. This all provides new context for the shocking scene last night in Butler, Pennsylvania. Already burned into our collective conscience.
Always a lone gunman. Now, why do I state this? Because, folks, if we've been down the history lane of what they tell us, right, they tell us that Lee Harvey Oswald had this amazing ability to reload a weapon and get these shots off perfectly. Yeah, from a library, but we know what was really going on. James Woods even put this out. Real James Woods. I just spoke with a lot of lot enforcement friend who says the Secret Service sniper took out the assassin at 500 meters. That is an incredibly difficult shot. So this question remains. How was the amateur who tried to assassinate President Trump so good that he missed by mere inches? That's a great question because remember, they're going to tell us that it was just this kid that happened to crawl up on this building and all of a sudden he took a shot. Several shots. Was it really just him? Is that the narrative they're going to push? Are we going to find out from an investigation by the FBI the FBI that went into Mar-a-Lago and to President Trump's home, the FBI who keeps arresting people that showed up peacefully for January 6th, that FBI. This guy had something to say about it.
Yo, good morning. I keep getting asked about this, so I'm just gonna let you know my opinion. I am talking about the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. And I know everyone's gonna have some crazy opinion. Everyone's gonna have a different opinion. It's gonna be very wild for the next little while, but just if you don't know me or are new to this page, I spent just about 17 years in the military, 14 of which were at Tier 1 Special Operations unit called JTF-2. Our sniper team has the world record for the longest confirmed sniper kill. And a huge part of our job while I was there and while I was a sniper was doing close protection for VIPs up to and including the Prime Minister when he would go to, you know, dangerous countries like Iraq or Afghanistan. We would be in charge of that security. So I'm very familiar with the layout of these types of things and what the jobs should be. And yesterday, what happened, I have no doubts in my mind that the shooter had help from somewhere within an agency, an organization, or the government. The second I saw that aerial photo of what they were saying happened, it immediately made no sense to me. You cannot, in broad daylight, get onto a rooftop within, it looked like maybe a couple hundred yards, if that. You can't get into that position with a gun when there's a president speaking. It cannot be done. It's not like, you don't even need to be a sniper to know that it's an obvious place in the whole world. You could be a seventh grader. Like, what do we need to do for security here? Well, let's look at these rooftops that are almost within zeroing range of a rifle. So it's something happened, and I'm not pointing fingers at anyone. It's too obvious that this guy had help getting there. So whether it's someone turned a blind eye or it was strategically planned, I mean, it had to be planned to a certain level because...
It had to be planned. Somebody else was involved. You know, it's interesting. You wait a few days and you start catching information from experts and you start seeing the questions ring out. It's things that we don't think of. It's hard because we immediately go to the information that's being pushed out right away. I mean, the confusion is always massive, just like 9/11. Same thing, you know, we're confused when we see things playing out around us every day, like this sniper carrying a phone with the earpiece in, and we wonder if we're being protected. Of course, he provided protection for many, many years. But all of us need some type of protection, especially when we're walking around with our cell phones and we're inside of our homes with Wi-Fi and cell towers everywhere and so much more. And that's why we have this. Folks, you're having trouble sleeping, you're having some headaches and some more things going on with you physically in your body, you don't know what's going on. You probably something with your cell phones or Wi-Fi or other electronic devices like 5G causing you problems. Well, there's a product from Fix the World Morocco that will help you out. They have devices that have composites of shungite, steel, iron oxide, and brass powders, all encased in an epoxy resin. When the resin cures, it creates a piezoelectric effect that emits a field of healthy life-preserving energy called orgone. Well, this energy field was discovered, studied by late scientist Dr. Reich, and there are fascinating studies around orgone energy that were included in the research documentation section of their website. Well, when used in your environment, the devices they created transform the harmful energy given off by electromagnetic frequencies, or EMFs, that come from 5G, your cell phones, Wi-Fi, electronic devices, into healthy, life-preserving energy. Many people have become sensitive to EMFs, which can cause a number of health issues. You got to use these products in your environment. They can protect you from EMF toxicity and help to restore a harmonious environment that aids in better health and well-being. We've got it. Folks, I'm sleeping better. I used to have pain in the middle top part of my head. It's gone since I received these products. I have them on my phone. I have them all over my house now. It is helping me so much with pain relief, growth in plants. It actually helps with food preservation, better mental clarity, and overall calming effect. Go in the description box below, ftwproject.com/REF /532. I know that's a lot to say, but just go below this video, below the podcast, click on that link and order your products today, folks. You will not be disappointed.
Joe Biden told his donors that it's time to put Trump in a bullseye.
President Joe Biden told his donors on Monday, "We're done talking about the debate. It's time to put Trump in a bullseye."
Well, guess what? That is exactly what someone did today. They attempted to assassinate President Trump. And then let's add to the fact that my Democrat colleagues, and I'm going to call them out by name, Benny Thompson, the former chairman of the January 6th committee, just recently introduced legislation to take away President Trump's Secret Service protection. And here's his co-sponsors: Troy Carter, Barbara Lee, Frederica Wilson, Yvette Clark, Bonnie Watson-Coleman, Jasmine Crockett, Joyce Beatty, and Steve Cohen to take away his Secret Service protection. So never forget who these people are. Never forget the Democrats. They literally, along with the media, want Trump dead.
It is a sad, sad day for America. It is hard to find the words to describe the shock and the horror that people are feeling right now. But if you were following media outlets like CNN today, well, you would have thought that Donald Trump had a fall. Look at this headline. Secret Service rushed Trump off stage after he falls at rally. Falls. It was an assassination attempt.
We are not going to back down, and we are not going to live in fear. That's why I'm a gun owner. They're going to have to pull him out of my cold, dead hands. And I'm not going to live in fear, and President Trump is not going to allow it either. As a matter of fact, I know I saw my president stand on that stage just after he stood up and pump his fist in the air, and he said, "Fight." Well, we are going to fight. We're going to fight for our freedoms. And we're going to stand up against these Democrats and Antifa and whichever sick and deranged leftists want to murder every single one of us, murder President Trump, or scare us into submission. Because that is never going to happen. Because I'm hearing it from real people every single minute on my phone. They are pissed. We are going to win this election. We are going to elect Donald John Trump to be our president.
That's right. All of this playing out in more ultra MAGA party did a superb job letting us know exactly how this is playing out for all to see. Now, she mentioned CNN, Communist News Network. They actually had a clip that was pretty shocking they allowed to play, but my theory is maybe they allowed it to play because they're looking to, you know, have another excuse to remove Biden, who knows, but this one played out right there on the Communist News Network.
Here's where I thought it was lacking. He said the political rhetoric's gotten too hot. We got to cool it down. And what I wanted him to say was, and you know what that means, me too. Donald Trump is a genuine threat to this nation. He's a threat to our freedom. He's a threat to our democracy. He's literally a threat to everything America stands for. And a few days later, it's time to put Donald Trump in the bullseye. Yep. Now, If the President of the United States had said, "I bear some responsibility here, and I'm going to do my part," this would have been a home run. He didn't do that. Instead, he spread it all around, which I guess is as far as he's willing to go. But let me tell you how Republicans are going to take that. They're going to take that as a president who has repeatedly said, "I want to heal the soul of the nation, and the buck stops here," but with an unwillingness to acknowledge some of the things that he has said to bring us to a place that he says we're in.
That's right. So it's good that somebody addressed the fact that they're the ones that actually bring in the violent rhetoric. It doesn't matter how hard we try. The news sources out there will do all they can to ensure that it appears that President Trump and his supporters are the problem.
Also, George, we have to point out, no matter who the shooter, what the shooter's motives were, no matter who the shooter is, you are going to hear conspiracy theories going forward.
No question.
Remember, conspiracy theory was presented to the public by the CIA. You guys know how I feel about that.
About that, but as you point out, those statements from J.D. Vance and Vivek Ramaswamy, of course, President Trump and his supporters have contributed to this violent rhetoric as well.
President Trump and his supporters. have contributed to this rhetoric.
I hear mixed. Some people are saying because Donald Trump is such an authoritarian, an autocrat, we have to win this election. This is not a normal election where you want to win. If you don't, you cooperate and do the best you can for the country and hope to win the next time. This is something that is undermining our democracy, and he must be stopped. He cannot be president.
He cannot be president. He must be stopped, said Pelosi. Russ Latino showed us this. A field director for Congressman Benny G. Thompson, who headed the January 6th commission and recently proposed legislation to remove Trump's Secret Service detail, wishing Trump's assassin had better aim on social media. That's right, Jacqueline Marsaw said, I don't condone violence, but please get you some shooting lessons so you don't miss next time. Oops, that wasn't me talking. Kyle Serafin said Jenna Howell, an FBI employee who works in the NCIS firearms background check unit, posted her disappointment that President Trump survived an assassination attempt. Jenna has a top secret clearance. Typical FBI support employee, and she hates gun owners. There it is for all to see. Jenna Howell, y'all gun-toting, Second Amendment-loving hillbillies better just sit down, stay quiet, unless you're going to change your mind on gun control. And then you go over to MSNBC and continue to hear this.
It's just unquestionable at this point that that man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
He has to be eliminated. Imagine this being repeated over and over again and shared with social media.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
So remember, we've shared these type of videos before. This one goes on and on. And just a reminder, in case you guys didn't know, we put just about everything you see on these videos, we put the links below the video so you can actually click on these video clips and more and things that I share from social media. Just click on them and you'll be able to share those out with your friends and family so you don't have to go find it in the video. But that's their rhetoric. Let's take President Trump out. He can't win. We can't allow him in. It's the Trump supporters' fault. Now, I'm going to get into a little bit more soon on this person named Director Kimberly A. Cheadle, who heads up the U.S. Secret Service. But before I get there, just wanted to show you a couple of reminders here, if you're looking at your screen. Donald Trump says a last millisecond head tilt likely saved his life, as a slowed down footage shows the bullet grazing his ears. If Trump hadn't moved his head, the bullet would likely have hit the rear of his head, ending his life. If you're looking at the graph, you can see below where it grazed his ear. If he didn't turn his head, it would have went right through his head. That chart that I was going over saved my life, Trump reportedly said to former White House Dr. Ronnie Jackson. The Border Patrol saved my life. If I hadn't pointed at the chart and turned my head to look at it, that bullet would have hit me right in the head.
You see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Here's normal speed.
You see something that said, take a look what happened.
Slow speed.
Said.
You can see it. head tilt, boom. Luke Rudowski. So let me get this straight. Shooter at Trump rally was spotted acting suspiciously near the event. Authorities announced over radio to keep an eye on him. It was passed to the Secret Service. That was from CNN. The shooter made it to the roof with a full rifle kit as two witnesses saw him and say they were telling authorities and screaming about him for an estimate about 3 to 4 minutes. That's BBC News. A standard sniper spotter team tasked with covering such a critical direction waits an estimated 42 seconds after looking directly at the shooter, allowing him to take 5 shots at Trump. The Secret Service decides it's okay to keep Trump on stage for an extended period of time where he's able to face and actually address the crowd with an active shooter. And the Secret Service didn't think of securing the high point, an advantage area over the event. What do you really think happened here? An officer encountered the shooter on the roof, backed away, and allowed him to shoot President Trump.
As an officer had an encounter with the suspect where that officer went onto the roof, the suspect pointed the gun at him, the officer let go, fell, and was injured, and in the sheriff's word, moments later, he says that kid went ahead and started shooting. Given what the sheriff is saying, that we know that the Secret Service looked at this roof, searched it before the event.
So you heard that right. Guy sees somebody climbing on a building, an officer, and he says, oh, let me go see what's going on. Gets up there, the guy shows his gun. He said, oh, yeah, I'm going to back down. Really? Jesse Waters told us to dig on the building, so I did, said Paul Florent from Absolute 1776. It is owned by AGR, or American Glass Research. They specialize in the manufacturing of various glass products. They were bought out by Indicor in March. Indicor's CEO is Doug Wright, whom used to work for Raytheon and Ingersoll Rand. Raytheon is former defense contractor with much shadiness attached. He also used to work for Honeywell. Honeywell and Raytheon both refused to donate to anyone voting against certifying Biden on J6. Don't think it's a coincidence that Soros's tweet featured a pic of broken glass and the would-be assassin fired from the top of a glass factory. For those new, just to show you, Alex Soros posted this. Last year, the crime and inflation crisis largely evaporated. So did the leading theories about what had caused them. He shows $47, which is 47, Mr. President Trump. And a bullet hole through glass. American Glass Research. There's your receipts. Interesting, huh? Elon Musk pointed out the New York Times just published this about Trump today. He failed the tests of leadership and betrayed America. Voters must reject him. It's in the New York Times. They're truly callous and despicable human beings, not a shred of empathy. Dinesh D'Souza showed us that the Huffington Post just a few days ago posted this. Supreme Court gives Joe Biden the legal okay to assassinate Donald Trump. Do you think that they were excited? Do you think they got some inside scoop on how this was all going to play out? Do you think they planned it all? We're going to see more on that in a moment. Stand by. There's some evidence gathering that's going on. And if we had real investigations play out, we'd find out what's going on. It would be quite a shock to all of us. AndWeKnow.com is where we're at. Truth, hope, faith, and freedom. Folks, you can find all of our videos, our social media, anything you want from AndWeKnow.com. Very simple. Go to that site. You can contact us, send us your picture of you wearing the gear through the contact page. You just click on contact. You'll be able to send us a message and more. We also have the PatriotLight.com in the description box below that has politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources all for you. It's like a Drudge Report for conservatives. That's what I call it. We have shop.andweknow.com. Remember, we've got our new flag shirt available. We've got sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks with our logo and so much more. And remember, we're praying for Trump and all of the individuals and families, and 20% of proceeds that the shirts go to for Fight for America with President Trump holding up his hand, you remember this, with the Secret Service agents in front of the flag. It's on the back of the shirt, and the front has our logo. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Florida congressman and former U.S. Army sniper, Corey Mills. What kind of shot was this, Corey, from 130 yards?
Look, at the end of the day, this is a shot that your basic training boot camp soldier is requested to make within their 9-week period. This is one of the easiest shots, and they train all the way out till 300 or 500. And when I was doing the counter sniper, it wasn't with the United States Army. It was actually when I was with the State Department and was doing this exact thing, which is trying to look at going out with an advanced team, establishing what the perimeter is. And then as a sniper, when you would set up, you'd put together your range sketch or your range fan cards. And that would tell you where you're 100, you're 200, you're 300, and you'd identify the areas of threat that you would be able to mitigate. And if there's multiple targets, you understand that your elevation and windage knob wouldn't have to be messed with, especially at 160 yards. You could literally just look, quickly glance, and know from the reference point, whether it be a building, whether it be a lone tree, whether it be a parking lot, maybe it's a road. Bottom line is that this is massive negligence to the point of me speculating on what was intentional and what wasn't.
What was intentional and what wasn't? Spoken well on Fox News. Again, if you're looking at your screen, you'll see the Secret Service agent on the bottom left ducking for cover instead of jumping on top to protect President Trump. If you're looking at your screen, you're going to see the Secret Service agents, part of the DEI program, 30% now trying to hire, remember, females, and she can't even figure out how to put her weapon properly away. We learned how to do that in the Marine Corps. Everybody's going crazy and running around like chickens with their head cut off. Well, if you head over to Fox, they brought Bill Barr on, and he had something to say about this DEI program and some more.
You were the Attorney General twice. They're launching this investigation. The FBI is in charge. Do you trust this FBI to do a clean investigation?
I think they should be given the chance to do the investigation.
Which I hope means, because he couldn't answer it right away, no, we can't trust them.
I think Congress will be watching every step and do their own investigation.
Yeah, we know how that works when Congress does their own investigation.
And I think there's a lot to investigate. I think those Secret Service agents on the detail, there's no question in my mind that they're loyal and brave and that they would take a bullet for President Trump. But there was obvious screw-ups there that have to be looked at carefully. And then I agree with your guest, Corey, that I think not only in the Secret Service, but in other law enforcement agencies, this DEI agenda is and the destruction of meritocracy is affecting the competence levels of these agencies.
And quickly, would you fire...
How about that, huh? Would you fire... Cheadle?
The Secret Service Director, Cheadle?
Cheadle.
I would fire her simply for having a tin ear and not coming out and being visible and saying something. Even if we don't know the story, I think it's still important to start the discussion and the transparency with you.
So why isn't she saying anything? Director Kimberly A. Cheadle, Secret Service, 27th Director of the U.S. Secret Service. Put in 2022. Huh. Emerald Robinson caught this. The Biden regime installed a woman from the Pepsi Corporation to run the Secret Service in 2022. Before that, she was a paper pusher at a desk her entire career. No law enforcement or military experience at all. Why did Kimberly Cheadle get the job? Because Hillary Clinton was unavailable. Check this out. Secret Service Director Cheadle has close ties to the Cheneys, the Bidens, and is responsible for the J6 deleted text scandal.
She would know. The 28-year veteran was on the team that evacuated Vice President Dick Cheney on 9/11, and she served on then-Vice President Biden's protective detail. He named her director in mid-2022. Amid a swirl of controversy over the agency deleting nearly all of its text messages from January 6th, the agency says that was due to a data migration.
System migrations happen. But I think for a lot of Americans, it just doesn't pass the smell test, given the timing and the volume of messages deleted.
Well, it's unfortunate that that would be the assumption that people would make. Our integrity is everything, and there was nothing nefarious attached to that.
Their integrity has...
How about that? Oh, how people dig and dig and find information, huh? Ezra Cohen, elements of the FBI with corrupt and political motives have targeted and harassed President Trump for the better part of 8 years. How is it possible this agency, which has a strong appearance of conflict, is not allowed, they're now allowed to lead the investigation into the attack on his life? If we learned anything from the assassination of President Kennedy, it is that we must have a transparent, independent investigation for the good of our country. Less than 24 hours after the attack on President Trump, it's clear we are headed in the wrong direction. Unfortunately, due to the recent behavior of a significant number of its employees, the FBI is no longer viewed by the public as a trustworthy and independent investigative body. For the sake of the country, we must bring in an agency to investigate something, somebody, some company that has the public trust. Oh, boy.
Official is telling Fox they believe the shooter acted alone. We're also learning that they can't get into his cell phone. They have it at Quantico, but haven't been able to get any data out of it.
Oh, boy. Why release that information? We can't get data out of this phone. They can get data out of anything. Oh, there was only one shooter. Make sure you get that out. Really? I don't think so. That's just my thoughts. I could be wrong. What do you guys think? Let us know in the comments below. What do you think? How's this all adding up? Despite all this playing out, President Trump's on his way to Milwaukee, Wisconsin for the GOP convention. He is so grateful for all of your prayers, support, and well wishes out there. And he said in a statement, "In this moment, it is more important than ever that we stand united, show our true character as Americans, remaining strong and determined, and not allowing evil to win. I truly love our country and love you all, and look forward to speaking to our great nation this week from Wisconsin."
So just in the last hour, Donald Trump has arrived here to Milwaukee for the convention. He stayed last night at Bedminster. I am told that he played a full 18 holes of golf here today. And for him, he just talked with the Washington Examiner, who just published a piece about 30 minutes ago in which Donald Trump described rewriting his entire Thursday night primetime convention speech. Those were the words of Donald Trump to the Washington Examiner. And I want to just read you part of his own quotes. "The reality is just setting in. I rarely look away from the crowd. Had I not done that in that moment, well, we would not be talking today, would we?" He goes on to say, quote, "This is a chance to bring the whole country, even the whole world together. The speech will be a lot different than it would have been 2 days ago." Those are words here from Donald Trump today to the Washington Examiner. There will be the roll call vote tomorrow here inside of this convention hall to formally make him the nominee for president for the Republican Party. But we do not expect him, at least as of now, to actually address the arena crowd, the thousands of delegates who will be on hand, until Thursday night with his nomination acceptance address.
How many think that this is going to be a week to remember? Holy cow. I mean, are you guys going through ups and downs? Good night. What an amazing, amazing journey we have been on together. Here's Ron Johnson. He nails it.
"President Trump knew exactly the risks he was taking running for re-election. He knew he'd be vilified. He probably didn't understand the full extent of lawfare. He realized his life would be at risk. But he did it anyway, and you know why, Jake? Because President Trump loves this country. And that's the other thing I would say about his supporters, those rally goers. That's, if there's one attribute that Trump supporters have in common, they fervently love this country. And so if the rest of America can understand that about Donald Trump, about the people who support Donald Trump, I think they love this country as well. There's a good place to start the healing and unification of this country. We need to understand that about each other.
If you guys want to see a video, just saw this. Look at all of the vehicles.
They love him often in spite of himself.
Bringing President Trump in.
They love Donald Trump because no one else loves them. The country they built, the country their ancestors fought for over hundreds of years, has left them to die in their unfashionable little towns. Mocked and despised by the sneering half-wits with finance degrees, but no actual skills, who seem to run everything all of a sudden. Whatever Donald Trump's faults, he is better than the rest of the people in charge. At least he doesn't hate them for their weakness. Donald Trump, in other words, is and has always been a living indictment of the people who run this country. That was true 4 years ago, when Trump came out of nowhere to win the presidency, and it's every bit as true right now. Trump rose because they failed. It's as simple as that. If the people in charge had done a halfway decent job with the country they inherited, if they'd cared about anything other than themselves, even for just a moment, Donald Trump would still be hosting Celebrity Apprentice. But they didn't. Instead, they were incompetent and narcissistic and cruel and relentlessly dishonest. They wrecked what they didn't build. They lied about it. They hurt anyone who told the truth about what they were doing. That's true. We watched. America is still a great country, the best in the world, but our ruling class is disgusting. A vote for Trump is a vote against them.
Amazing the amount of support that is there with President Trump. One vehicle after another, motorcycles. We've got ambulance, we've got communication trucks, and so much more. Thank you, Milwaukee, for that support. Whew. Conspiracy theorist, right? Tucker Carlson claims we're speeding towards assassination of Trump, amping up baseless far-right conspiracy theory. That was from Business Insider. Remember, they were calling us all conspiracy theorists for stating that President Trump was going to be taken out someday. Or they're going to try.
So an assassination attempt was just made on President Donald Trump, and I don't think it was successful. I think he got grazed in the ear. I'm not going to fearmonger you guys and do the whole conservative, oh my gosh, Trump's shot. I think he's fine. To the knowledge that I was able to find through a few minutes of research, because it just happened a few minutes ago, he's fine. But here's what I want to say, and I've been wanting to say this for a while. I am so tired of these diluted American brains that are listening to this theater script play out on television, telling them that reality is one thing, and they're not smart enough to step out their door and realize reality is completely different. We have the news telling us white supremacy is one of the biggest threats to our country. We have people telling us that the conservatives are the same as the neo, you know what. They have people saying that ultra MAGA is violent. They have people saying that Trump's trying to overthrow democracy. They have people saying that all of the violence and the civil unrest and the inflation and everything is conservative Trump fault. And I'm tired of it. If you aren't smart enough to step outside your door and look around and be like, all right, hold up. This theater that I'm watching inside isn't matching what's going on outside. Learn to do your own research. I am tired of you guys just running around, I'm a proud American, and then opening your mouth to be spoon-fed information so you can palate it. Because if you ever had to draw your own conclusion or connect your own dots, you would be completely lost and probably dye your hair purple. There is one president in this race that had an assassination attempt taken against him. As a matter of fact, if you think back to the last president that had an assassination attempt taken on him that has gotten this close, you're going to go back a ways. And if you actually look at the presidents that were assassinated and you look at what they were doing to the government money, you would realize the reason they're getting taken out isn't because some random Joe Schmo downtown doesn't want that president. It's because the system feels threatened. It's not some random person that's living out in the country that's like, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to take out Donald Trump. No, this is a systematic approach, right? Their first approach was, hey, we're going to make sure that Joe Biden gets elected and we're going to make sure he gets the votes. He got the votes. Boom. This time around, they were going to do the same thing. They were going to put Joe out there. He was going to get a landslide of votes. Joe was going to win again. But here's the thing. thing. They decided instead of trying to do anything risky, let's just put our opponent in prison. Let's do it the legal way. Let's send him through the judicial system, get him locked up so he can't run for president. And that failed. And as a matter of fact, it garnished more support for Donald Trump. So they were like, oh, crap, Joe Biden, you got to get out there and debate. You got to make sure we can sell how many votes you're going to get and people are going to believe it. But guess what? Joe went up there and fumbled the ball. It's not a coincidence that this assassination attempt happened right after Joe Biden completely fumbled the bag on the debate stage.
They did it right after the debate to get everybody's mind off of that. And remember the big boy conference that just happened where he mumbled through that over and over. Everyone forgot about that, right? It's gone now. They want your votes. They're trying to rig the election. We know that Representative Claudia Tenney went out there, co-chair and founder of the House Election Integrity Caucus. She wanted us to know why they're making the SAVE Act. Remember?
As the co-chair and founder of the House Election Integrity Caucus, I rise in support of the SAVE Act, which will safeguard the right for every American citizen to vote. And we must have proof of citizenship in order to vote. Since President Biden took office, there have been over 9.7 million illegal immigrant encounters across our nation, threatening our communities, our national security, and now the Democrats are attempting to undermine our elections. There are over 2 million so-called gotaways. Many states, including New York, allow illegal immigrants to get registered to vote and also to allow have driver's licenses. There's no requirement, they're on their honor, to prove whether or not they're actually citizens of this country. Article 2 of the New York State Constitution sets forth in Section 1, every citizen shall be entitled to vote in every election. That is citizens. So if in order to protect the sacred right to vote, we have one citizen, one vote in this country. And yet Democrats oppose the SAFE Act because they want millions of illegal immigrants they allowed into our country to vote in order to undermine and manipulate the outcome of our elections. This will undermine our sacred right to vote, the most profound expression of our self-governance. I yield back.
No, it's interesting, as I saw a meme out there when it comes to voting, and I can't find it now. It was basically showing when Reagan had an attempted assassination, he ended up winning almost every single state and the popular vote throughout the United States. We're heading towards that same thing now, huh? And so I wanted to, again, remind you that they have gone after everything to destroy us and our country and our lives. Many of you are suffering monetarily and more. We put out a video yesterday, late last night, actually, for Dr. Kirk Elliott about the CBDC AI to monitor all transactions. That's right. They want to use AI so that anytime we make a transaction to something they don't want us to basically use in our bank account, they'll have the ability to find it immediately and shut us down. That's right. So don't miss the interview. Here's a clip from that.
Ability at businesses. Okay, what does this have to do with CBDC, Kirk? Well, I'll tell you. Okay. So, of course, that's sort of a dumb statement. Of course, artificial intelligence is going to be more profitable to corporate America, because when you can hire a computer, you don't have to pay a salary to a computer. There's no benefits. There's no HR. There's no lawsuits for discrimination, anything, right? So, and we're at this juncture in advancement of technology where, if you look back 6 years ago, ChatGPT pretty much started, right? Mm. So then every 4 years, in 4 years, we went from kindergarten level, like knowledge with ChatGPT, to senior high level intelligence.
That's right. So he gets into the detail on how they are trying to put all this together so they can track everything that we do with our money. And if it's like a conservative type of thing, if you're giving to your local church, if you're giving to President Trump. Remember, you can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott, and he'll help you out with your precious metals and more at amweknow.com/gold. You can have the conversations I'm having with him and others. It's absolutely brilliant, the support that you're going to get there. Back to this shooter and some other information that came out recently. I wanted you to hear this.
You know, it is a battle of good and evil. That is exactly what this is. And I feel it every time I go into Washington. Look at the views and the policies of the left. This is the party that is literally trying to destroy God's creation and tell children they can be more than two genders, which is an absolute lie and a complete attack on God. The Democrat Party is the party of abortion, murdering the innocent unborn. The Democrat Party is the party of violence, just as Ben stated. And just as we have witnessed for years now, never forget it was Antifa and the radical left that nearly burned down Washington, D.C. on President Trump's inauguration night in 2017. And then they continued to riot for years. And then the horrific riots night after night in 2020 after George Floyd died from a drug overdose, by the way. As all of the reports have said and toxicology reports have said, the Democrat Party is the party of pedophiles. The Democrat Party is flat out evil. And the Democrat Party is the party of violence. The Democrat Party is the party that wants to lock up their political enemies and wants them to all die in prison. They put Steve Bannon in prison. Peter Navarro, thank God, is about to get out, and we look forward to seeing him at the RNC. They want to lock up President Trump for the rest of his life so he dies in jail. And they are locking up January 6th election protesters still every single day. And Ben, I'm glad you called it out, and I'm glad you said that prayer tonight on the air, because we do need to be a nation that returns to God in a mighty and powerful, faithful way, because it's God and God alone that can truly save us.
All of this playing out day in and day out, and we're involved in what we call spiritual warfare. It's a battle between good and evil. In the end, God wins, and we know that. Someone who knew and watched how our nation was falling apart, even back in 1999, was our very own President Trump. He was talking about retribution even back then.
I remember you saying in an article once, you believe in an eye for an eye.
That's true. I believe when somebody, and I was going to use a different word, but I think I can't on network television, but when somebody gets you, you want to get them. And I believe it. And, you know, maybe
I
that makes me...
Maybe what you know.
That's true. I've always believed
it. Disrespected. Donald Corleone.
No, but see, but being president, you'd have to be more diplomatic.
Well, you'd be diplomatic, and you tone it down a little bit. But the fact is that, you know, I do believe in retribution.
Yeah. Now, when will you decide for sure when you're going to
Probably
when will that happen?
In the month of February.
The month of February.
And if I decide, it'll be based on the fact that I feel in my gut, in my heart, that I can win.
Yeah.
And if I think I can win, I'll decide and I think I'd do a good job. I think I'd save a lot of people a lot of grief.
Well, I appreciate the honest answers. Thanks for the straightforward answer.
And so interesting, as a leader making decisions where folks who are damaging and hurting our very children, they're going to pay the price, and that'd be the price for treason. And we know what that is. And then we had a clip from 2020 where Trump told us we were at war with an invisible enemy.
I feel it, actually. I'm a wartime president. This is a war. This is a war. Different kind of a war than we've ever had.
I want to say that I know that this is a challenging time for all Americans. We're enduring a great national trial, and we will prove that we can meet the moment. I want to assure the American people that we're doing everything we can each day to confront and ultimately defeat this horrible, invisible enemy. We're at war. In a true sense, we're at war, and we're fighting an invisible enemy. We have to say, who knows, but I think it's going to be a tremendous day when we win this war, and we will win the war. For those worried and afraid, please know, as long as I am your president, you can feel confident that you have a leader who will always fight for you. And I will not stop until we win. This will be a great victory. This is going to be a victory.
The reminder, the fight against the invisible enemy. And he says, I'm not going to stop till we win. It's been a long, hard battle. That was from 2020, folks. That's 4 years ago. Man, it seems like time's going by so quick now if you look back. Yet November can't get here soon enough, huh? We sure have been through a lot. It was nice to get this reassurance from President Trump. It was nice to get the letter from Melania, reminding us no matter what they're going through to stay strong, reminding us that the winds of change have arrived. The thankfulness from both of them for the support of their family. We've heard from Elon Musk with his post and memes. This one, breaking news, Communist News Network. Caesar injured in group hug. And you see the picture where they're giving him a group hug by taking him out. Terrence Williams, the comedian, said the Democrats assassinated Abe Lincoln, JFK, MLK, Malcolm X. They attempted to take out Theodore Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan, and now President Trump. The Democratic Party is a dangerous and deadly criminal organization. We are fighting not only an enemy that's visible, but an enemy that's invisible. They might have put a shooter up there, folks. They might have given us a vision of somebody who was actually taken out on top of a building. But do you actually believe? Do you actually think that he did it by himself? Do you think that he actually took the shots? Or was it somebody that was highly trained from some other location? Do you really think there's going to be a real investigation to find out what really happened? No, I don't think so. Do you think they put in this person, Kim Cheadle, in charge of the Secret Service, who happened to have close ties to the Cheneys, Bidens, and more? You see the amount of information that we're able to discover in just a few days, and yet the media will tell us, and they're already doing it, they're saying, look at all the conspiracy theories that are popping up all over social media, because they don't want you listening to us, to the anonymous, to those that are digging and looking for the information. They want you to follow them, the enemy of the people. We had this reminder from Daily Verses. Tippy Top Patriot put this out. From Isaiah 54:17, and this is what we're going to close with today. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for guiding and directing our lives, providing comfort and rest when it's so difficult, for guiding us through these several years of wake up to what the enemy has been doing and how they have infiltrated our very lives through so many entities. You know that many are growing weary day in and day out since President Trump arrived in 2015 and started exposing all of these evil ones. It seems the roots are going so deep into this enemy that digging them out has become even more difficult than many could imagine. But we know without you we can do nothing. So we do call out to you for protection of our president, his family, those on the front lines, many that are standing up and telling the truth. Their lives are in danger each day. We lift up the family who's lost their brother, who was protecting his family and is gone today. Thank you for all the support that's been generated from patriots around this earth for those who are in pain today. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your time, your prayers, for hitting that follow button, the subscribe button, and the like button below. We appreciate all of those out there that continue to send us letters of love, and it's just been absolutely amazing. What a journey we've been on together, and we've got so much more to look forward to. Let's stay in prayer, okay? For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.